AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. President Joe Biden spoke in Baltimore today to address the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge.
The damage is devastating, and our hearts are still breaking. Eight construction workers went to the water when the bridge fell. Six lost their lives. Most were immigrants, but all were Marylanders. Hardworking, strong, and selfless.
Parts of New England are digging out from this year's nor'easter that left nearly 2 feet of snow in some locations. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
Roads are still slushy in Wells, Maine, a southern coastal town that was spared the worst, while York County got up to 20 inches of accumulation. Further south in Bow, New Hampshire, some use snow blowers, but Rosemary Couch was shoveling her driveway.
The hard part about it is very heavy snow. I'm using a coal shovel because it takes a smaller load. And yet in a few days, this will be gone.
Nearly 700,000 people lost electricity. Central Maine Power's John Breed says they are making progress repairing damaged lines.
70, 80-foot trees that came down onto power lines.
A house fire death is reported in Derry, New Hampshire. A woman was killed by a falling tree in Westchester County, New York. And the storms also brought flooding to West Virginia, where a man has died trapped in his vehicle in Wood County. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Speaking with reporters, President Biden says he spoke with New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy about the 4.7 magnitude earthquake that hit parts of the Northeast this morning.
I spoke to the governor. He thinks everything's under control. He's not too concerned about it. The governor of New Jersey, so things are all right.
America's employers added a sizzling 303,000 workers to their payrolls in March and bolstered hopes that the economy can vanquish inflation without succumbing to a recession in the face of high interest rates. This is AP News. Will you actually be able to see the total solar eclipse on Monday? AP correspondent Rita Foley.
Maybe, maybe not. And yeah, where you are is part of it, but these storms that have been moving across the country may also be a factor. Clouds could interfere with a view. The path of the eclipse stretches from Mexico and Texas up through Maine and parts of Canada. National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chouinard says the Northeast U.S. has the best chance of clear skies, along with parts of Arkansas, Missouri, and Illinois. But parts of Ohio, Pennsylvania, New York, and Texas, well, they're questionable. Meteorologists say there is plenty of time for the forecast to change. And no matter where you are or where the clouds are, you can see the eclipse on NASA TV starting at 1 p.m. Eastern Time Monday. And NASA will stream telescope views, too. I'm Rita Foley.
An estimated 44 million people live within the path of totality. I'm Haya Panjwani.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.